A.H. Crosscup Lumberyard is recognized as one of the historic districts in Richland Center. And now for the Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Richland Center Historic Preservation Project survey, a report released in September of 1988, on pages 230, 267, 270, and 271, A.H. Crosscup Lumber Company was established as a lumber manufacturing industry in 1878, south of what is Seminary Street near the depot. A.H. Crosscup Lumberyard expanded greatly in the early 20th century, extending south several city blocks between what is South Main Street to the Pine River. In addition to the lumberyard and mill, Crosscups offered a wide variety of construction services to their customers in the early 20th century as a logical extension of their original lumber manufacturing business, advertising, end quote, homes of economy, end quote. Crosscup's construction contracts included all materials, labor, plumbing, electrical work, at the same price or less than you can buy the materials from a mail order firm, as printed in the Republican Observer, 9th of June, 1927. Built for the average family, reportedly examples of Crosscup houses characterized as two stories with small decorative porches are located on the block just below the lumberyard, as referenced in Margaret Helen Scott's book, A History of Richland Center. Crosscup's lumberyard included a sash, door, and blind factory, among its many other enterprises. As a comparatively small lumberyard in southwest Wisconsin, although he was the largest businessman in Richland Center, A.H. Crosscup survived and prospered by engaging in many businesses. Crosscup first established his general merchandise store in Richland Center in 1863. He initially located his sawmill between the river to the west of Hazeltine Street, on the north from Main, west extending to the Central Avenue area, including Gage Street to the south, by 1883. His 1930 obituary suggested that he began his operation in 1878. However, he did not acquire most of the land for his milling operation until it was erected in 1880. The 1883 structure burned in 1892, and Crosscup rebuilt, considerably expanding his brick mill by 1893. A wagon and a buggy warehouse, a grain warehouse, existed by 1905. The lumberyard was adjacent to the railroad to transport products in bulk. The Crosscup lumberyard reached its full capacity by 1911. By the time of this report in 1988, much of the lumberyard environment no longer remained, although notably the lumber industry contributed heavily to the economic development of Richland Center historically from the 1880s to the 1920s.
It's the last call for a chance to visit the Aike School Museum. Sunday, September 25th marks the end of the season for the Richland County Historical Society's one-room school museum. Admission is free. Donations are appreciated. The museum is open from 1 until 4 every Sunday from June through September. Students across the area are back in school. Why not you? Plan to visit the Aike School Museum on County TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and the intersection with Highway 60 near Gotham, from 1 until 4 through Sunday, September 25th.